This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Can government end hunger and deal with racial injustice and educational inequality? It's an important question that addresses how we consistently miss the root causes of inequality in America. The idea behind federal programs like the 2010 Health Hunger Free Kids Act extends the school lunch program to keep students healthy and fed regardless of their background. We're going to take two looks at this so-called root cause program with Oregon Public Broadcasting reporters Rob Manning and Amanda Peacher. Rob Manning looked at what's going on in big city Portland, while Amanda looked at rural districts where there is a traditional distrust of the federal government.
I visited a small town called Jordan Valley, which is about as close to Idaho as you can get without crossing the state lines. And it's a little ranching community that's 87 miles from the closest grocery store. So they had a very hard time finding a way to feed kids lunch. For about the past 5 years, they'd contracted with a local restaurant. But that restaurant decided that they didn't want to do it anymore because of expense and logistics with providing the lunch. So as of now, most kids are bringing their lunch from home.
And is this seen as a burdensome government regulation, the school lunch program, or is the DIY approach seen as just a better solution to a shared concern about kids getting enough food at lunchtime?
Well, what I heard over and over again in the community is that the school lunch became worse because of regulations. Fewer kids were eating it after 2012 when the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act went into effect. So that federal rule mandates that schools serve less sodium, more vegetables, smaller meat portions. And kids in Jordan Valley said that they didn't like lunch as much.
Rob Manning, how does this work in Portland?
Well, Portland, it has now embarked on a new program where they're actually, the city, through support of voters, is delivering dinners in some cases to families that are in need. They already have, of course, a very robust program of providing a free lunch to children whose incomes or whose family incomes qualify them for a free lunch. There's also a lot of school breakfasts around Portland and in many parts of Oregon and in other parts of the country. So effectively in the Portland area, depending on where you live and depending on what your income is, you can potentially get three meals either provided by the public school or by basically a city-backed hunger relief program.
So Portland is going above and beyond the federal regulations, relying on an already existing infrastructure for delivering food to young people?
Exactly. The breakfast and lunch programs are pretty much a staple in, you know, low-income schools. But now for the communities that surround those schools, there is money available through what's called the Portland Children's Levy that goes towards hunger relief. One of those programs is to deliver meals actually into people's homes. The other program is a pantry kind of a situation where families can come to their local school and pick up food and prepare their own dinners.
Amanda Peacher, I suspect that the schools in rural Oregon are just different in so many ways from the schools in Portland. But is there a shared mission that kids will be not hungry at school during classes and learning?
Yeah, absolutely. The administrators at Jordan Valley School District have said that they have some snacks and some hot lunches on hand if students are hungry or say that they didn't bring a lunch that day. So students are taken care of, and the principal, the business manager at the school, everyone expressed like it's really important that we feed our kids. We know that that's valuable. But they also said doing it the way that the federal government wanted us to do it was just too hard.
Amanda Peacher is a reporter producer for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Rob Manning is a reporter producer also for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Amanda's in La Grande, Oregon, and Rob is in Portland looking at the school lunch program manifesting itself in very different ways in rural and urban Oregon. Amanda and Rob, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.